Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches an important sermon on the new birth, entitled Regeneration, preached November 10th, 2019. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 12.
What is regeneration? It is born from above. It is born of the Holy Spirit. It is made alive those who are dead. As a result, you repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Many people who claim themselves Christians do not have a correct biblical understanding of regeneration because they do not believe that sinners are dead in sins. Sinners are dead toward God. They can only sin 24/7. They believe that a sinner is able to repent and believe in Jesus without regeneration. They do not believe in total depravity. Many evangelicals do not believe in regeneration being antecedent to repentance and faith. What is regeneration? Regeneration is a secret act of God in which God performs a spiritual resurrection in an elect sinner, imparting spiritual life instantaneously. A sinner is not healthy. He is not just sick. He is dead spiritually. He can do nothing to please God. Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin and a teacher of the Jewish people, was an unregenerate when he met with Jesus in John 3. We read in Psalm 51 verse 5, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Conceived in sin, born a sinner to practice sin all of life. 3 points, sir. First, the unregenerate man. A sinner is dead. Non-elect sinners are like Esau, whom God hated, and elect sinners are like Jacob, whom God loved, as we read in Romans 9:13. As it is written, "Jacob I loved, Esau I hated." We also read, "What if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction, prepared for hell?" Most people go to hell. Most people in the world go to hell. They are prepared for destruction. What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy? That's us. Whom he prepared in advance for glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Only elect sinners will experience regeneration. They produce good fruits like good soil people. Unregenerate people are in the church. They are fruitless. Jesus himself said, God the Father cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. He also said, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. Hell. Such people are not vitally connected with Christ. And in due time, they will leave the church. John says, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. They cannot produce any fruit for the glory of God. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. They are as dead as Lazarus in the tomb. Only regenerate people obey, produce fruit, more fruit, and much fruit in vital union with Christ for the glory of God. Many professing Christians are unregenerate and therefore unfruitful. They are described in the following verses. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The man without the Holy Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him and cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Ephesians 2:1-2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, that is the devil, the spirit who is now at work in the children who are disobedient. Genesis 6:5. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination, total depravity, sir, of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Romans 3:10-18. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, and no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. They are powerless, ungodly sinners, enemies of God. They are under the wrath of God, and they are given over to a depraved mind to do what they ought not to do. The unregenerate cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. They are shut out of eternal life. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. They worship money like Judas. They are unregenerate. Judas betrayed Jesus, the only Savior of the world. He threw away all his money and hanged himself and went to hell. John 17:12. That's unregenerate man. Point number two, the regenerate person. God regenerates dead sinners through the Holy Spirit. A regenerate person has a new mind, a new will, and new affections. He repents truly and trusts in Jesus Christ. He confesses Jesus is Lord and works out his salvation with fear and trembling. So we read, God made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. A regenerate person abounds in good works by the Holy Spirit who indwells him. He understands the kingdom of God and experiences eternal life. The regenerate man understands the meaning of Ezekiel 36:25-27, which says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit, Holy Spirit, in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Nicodemus, a member of Sanhedrin and a teacher of the Jews, failed to understand this verse. First, God promises to purify his elect people by the gospel preaching, not by water baptism. Water baptism is the sign and seal of our vital union with Christ. We who live by Christ's resurrection power. John 15:3. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. John 17:17. Sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. Ephesians 5:26. To make one's wife holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Number two, God promises to give us a new heart, to think God's thoughts in Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all Scripture is God-breathed, God-authored, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished for every good work. And God promises to give us a new heart to will and do God's will. To hear and do the will of God. And God promises to give us a new heart to feel the way God wants us to feel. Romans 5:3 says, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that sufferings produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, character, hope of the glory of God. Number three, God gives us a new spirit. Number four, God removes from us the heart of stone, rebellion, disobedience. Number five, God gives us a heart of flesh to obey. Isaiah 11:2-3, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, in the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Psalm 1:2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Number six, God puts his Holy Spirit in us. Number seven, God inspires us to do his will joyfully. Paul writes, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to do according to his good purpose. Regeneration is due to divine monergism, in which we are passive, even as a child is passive when born. Regeneration is purificatory and renovative. Regeneration makes us spiritual, pneumaticos, spirit-indwelt, spirit-powered. It is nothing less than a new creation of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and new has come. Galatians 6:15, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. Regeneration is sine qua non, an absolute essential condition. Without regeneration, you cannot be a Christian. Ephesians 2:5, God made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Colossians 2:13, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. John 5:21, for just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Regeneration of the dead. R.C. Sproul says, the Holy Spirit recreates the human heart, quickening it from spiritual death to spiritual life in regeneration. God plants a love for God in the human heart which was not there before. Regeneration is the starting point of our spiritual life. Regeneration is instantaneous, not a process. It precedes repentance and faith. Regeneration comes first. As a result, we repent and believe in Christ. It is mysterious and inscrutable as conception in the womb. It is necessary. Why? Because the unregenerate person is dead. He can go to Harvard and Princeton. Dead. Comes out dead. 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 He can have many PhDs. Dead. Regeneration takes place in our subconscious. Even infants may be regenerated. For example, it was said about John the Baptist, before he was born, he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Behind regeneration is the will of God. In John 1 verse 12 and 13 we read, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor husband's will, but born of God. In James 1:18, we read, he chose to give us birth. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Baptismal regeneration, ex opere operato, is a heresy. And the Catholic Church and Orthodox churches teach that. I said, baptismal regeneration is a heresy. God the Father regenerates the sinner through the Holy Spirit. The regenerate person will repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. He also said, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. John 6:65. This is effectual calling. When God calls you, you cannot come because you are dead. But he regenerates you and gives you ability to come. So, this is effectual calling. When God calls an elect sinner, he comes to him because he enables him through regeneration. This regeneration is first antecedent to repentance and faith. Precedes repentance and faith. Number two, necessary because what, sir? Dead. With the degrees, with a lot of money. Dead. I'm not impressed by your degrees or money. Most rich people are dead. You tell them about Jesus Christ, they don't want to receive the gospel. Number three, 14 things. Number three, regeneration is instantaneous. Number four, it is due to divine monergism, means God alone works to regenerate you. Number five, it is mysterious. It is, number six, irresistible. Oh, you can resist all you want, but God will do what He wants to do. Number seven, regeneration is visible through our good works. And Jesus said, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Number eight, it is radical. It affects the whole person, mind, will, and feelings. Number nine, it is for elect alone. Number 10, infants may be regenerated. I believe I was regenerated as an infant. I was reading John Murray on regeneration. I concluded, he said, you can be regenerated as an infant. And as you grow up, you put your faith in Jesus Christ. But the moment of regeneration, you are transferred from the kingdom of the devil to the kingdom of God's Son. Number 11, it is by God's will. Number 12, we are created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Number 13, we have become pneumaticos, spirit indwelt and spirit energized, spirit enlightened people. 1 Corinthians 2:15. Number 14, dead are made alive. Colossians 2:13, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you, hallelujah, alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. The third point then is the regenerate life. That is the effects of regeneration. If you are not regenerated, you are dead, dead, dead in sins and trespasses. Don't confuse with morality. There are a lot of moral people in the world who are dead. This is called God's common grace. There is common grace and what? Special grace. Only available for people of God who are regenerate. Special grace comes to us. The effects of regeneration. Number one, regeneration changes one's disposition from lawless and godless to lawful and godly. Number two, regenerate lives by obedience of faith. If you say you live by faith, do you obey God? by faith. Romans 1, verse 5, obedience that comes from faith. What faith? Saving faith. There is a false faith, no good works, no obedience. We read Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Lord, Lord. And Jesus said, depart from me. Pastor's translation is what, sir? Go to hell, you workers of iniquity. You are wicked. Many evangelical churches teach, Lord, Lord, and lack obedience of faith. There is no holiness. Number three, the regenerate person is a good person. He was bad, God made him good. So like a good tree, he produces good fruit. Like good soil, he hears the word, understands the word, retains the word, and by persevering produces a crop. 30, 60, 100 fold. Like a good man, Luke 6, he brings out good things of the word stored up in his heart. That's what I do. I store up good things every day and brings out from the storehouse of my heart good things, the gospel. Number four, regenerate sinners will repent and believe in Jesus Christ and follow him. Jesus said, follow me. Regenerate people, obedience is easy, joyful, not legalistic. Number five, the Holy Spirit indwells the regenerate person, enlightening, empowering, and guiding. As you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit enlightens you, empowers you, and Holy Spirit guides you. Romans 8:14 says, what's a... Those who are being led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. God guides every child of God. Every father guides his child, especially through the Scripture. Marry this person, not that person. Get this job, not that job that pays you more money. God guides you. Holy Spirit guides you, sir, especially through the Scripture. John Calvin said, great theologian of the Reformation, what God demands from us by his word, he likewise bestows by his Spirit. Number six, the dead lives, darkness is changed to light. We were dead, we were darkness, but we live and we are changed to light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your light shine before men. This is evangelism. That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:14 and 16. Lifestyle, what's a evangelism? Number 7, the born of God lives to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. John, in his first epistle, says these things about the regenerate person. 1 John 2:29 reads this way, "If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him." In other words, the regenerate person does what is right in the sight of God, which is recorded in the scripture. Isn't that true? The regenerate obeys God in the word. If you don't obey, you are not regenerate. You are dead, dead, dead. You are son of the devil. 1 John 3:9. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed, God's life, remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. The regenerate repents. Regenerate lives by faith. He cannot go on sinning. In Acts 26 verse 20, we read, "First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds." It is not mere claim there. I am regenerate. I am a Christian. You live that life by the power of the Spirit. The regenerate repents like the prodigal son. 180 degree change. He came back to the Father. And he confessed, "I sinned against God and against you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me your slave. I have to eat." "No, you are my son." This my son was dead, but he lives. This my son was lost, but he's found. What happened? Regeneration. Repentance and faith. 1 John 4:7. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." The regenerate loves God and God's people sacrificially. This is what we do in this church. The regenerate loves God and God's people sacrificially. John writes, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and so we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" He's a fake. He's in the church. All four soils are in the church. 1 John 5:1. "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well." In other words, if you are regenerate, you have theology. Believes that content, for your faith, which you can articulate. Westminster Shorter Catechism. You should read it. Very important document, Professor John Murray said, next to the Bible, this is the most important document. Question number 4 is what, sir? What is God? Question number 1, what is the chief end of man? Answer, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Those who are born of God will believe in the apostolic doctrine. Christianity is not just emotionalism. Pastors tell stories. Theology, sir. That's why in this church, it doesn't matter who speaks. They are trained well. They are competent people who can teach you theology. That Jesus is the Christ, the promised anointed one of Genesis 3:15, which reads, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He, Jesus Christ, will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." He is the prophet, the priest, and the King of kings. He is God-man. To him every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Theology, sir. 1 John 5:4, everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Faith here, objective faith. The one born of God will overcome the world and the devil, whom Christ defeated forever. So we read James 4:7, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Devil is greater, sir, but Christ defeated him on the cross by his death. So we read Hebrews 2:14 and 15, go home and read it. And in 1 John 3:8, he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And therefore, submit to God, obey God, and what's a resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I resist you. I obey God as Jesus did. He cited scripture, it is written, it is written, it is written. I am under the authority of my Father. I submit to the Father, not to you. Jesus destroyed the devil. 1 John 5:18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. Jesus keeps regenerate people safe. They are in Christ. They are eternally secure. They are safe, sir. They are in Christ. Christ is in them. God is a wall of fire around you and glory within. So we read John 10, verse 10 and 28, 29. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Secure. Safe. Romans 8:35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword, beheading? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Language fails St. Paul. More than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future or any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal security, sir. The born of God are not antinomians whose destiny is destruction. The born of God are not autonomous. I do my thing. No, there is no autonomy. Either you are a child of the devil or you are a child of God. Child of the devil keeps on sinning. Child of God keeps on obeying. We are born slaves of the Lord Jesus. We practice Matthew 7:24. If you hear these words of mine and do them. We hear and do because we are regenerate. They are like Samuel, young Samuel, who said, speak, Lord, your born slave is listening. My translation. Your born slave is listening to do your will. Immediately, exactly, and joyfully. Jesus obeyed his Father perfectly, and we are to obey the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews 5, we read, although he was son, capital S, pastor's translation, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. If you don't obey Jesus, you are a degenerate, not regenerate. If you don't obey him, Jesus, he did not save you. Paul writes, he who has been stealing must what, sir? Steal Wednesday and Thursday. He who has been stealing must steal no longer. It's done with. But must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. A thief, when regenerated, first stops stealing. Second, starts working, doing even manual labor, that is in the Greek text. Three, supports his family. Four, supports those in need, especially in the church. Church is the family. They are your brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers. and you have an obligation to support them. God has a family. It is called household of faith. Point number five, before he stole, now he gives. Number six, 180 degree change takes place, like that of the prodigal son. You were dead, now you are alive. You were darkness, but now you are light. You were empty of good works, now you do good works. The regenerate will persevere to the end. Jude 24 and 25. A regenerate will not leave Christ's church to sin. 1 John 2:19. You see, regenerate will not leave the church that preaches the word of God. Christ's church administers two sacraments biblically, exercises discipline, and the fourth mark we practice is fellowship, love one another. Until regeneration, one's father is the devil. He is dead toward God, conclusion, sir. And he is living in sin, 24/7, sinning. John 8:44. Many people who call themselves Christians are unregenerate, antinomians, and ignorant of the Holy Scriptures. They are wicked, children of the devil. They are saying, believe in Jesus, you will make a lot of money. Peter was crucified. Stephen was stoned to death. It's a lie when people say, receive Jesus, you will make a lot of money. The Christian life begins with regeneration, which is 100% the work of the Holy Spirit, called divine monergism. Number four, elect sinners because of regeneration are made able to repent and believe in Jesus Christ when they hear the gospel preached. Paul writes, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And in Acts 16:14, we read, one of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyra, who was a worshiper of God. Notice, sir, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. And if you are intelligent, the Lord opened aorist tense, past. Why? It was closed to the gospel. This is speaking about regeneration. The Lord opened Lydia's closed heart by regeneration to hear the gospel, present infinity. She kept on listening. Why? Luke 24. Open the mind, open the heart, open the scriptures. And as a result, she believed the gospel. As a result, she was baptized. As a result, she did good works. She invited Paul to her house. Regeneration is the first. Repentance and faith follows. Baptism follows. And then good works follows. How do you know that you are saved? You do good works. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has foreordained that we should do them. That's why you invite people. in your house. Number five, the regenerate will live all of life by repentance and faith. They will persevere all of life. Let me read to you Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. But because of his great love for us, great love, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no man can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Are you regenerate, raised from the dead, living by repentance and faith for the glory of God, being rich in good works? If so, praise God. You are elect. You are going to be glorified. The greatest gift God can give you has been given to you. Rejoice. Death is gone. Darkness is gone. We live eternal life. But if you are not regenerate, you are still dead. Your father is the devil. I have counsel for you. Cry out to God to have mercy upon you. We read one of the two thieves before he died was regenerated and trusted in Jesus and went to paradise to be with Christ. I present you hope. Cry out to God. And here Paul says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for you, for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, only God be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So do what the publican did. He cried out, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. He went home, the Bible says, justified. You do the same and go home, justified, forgiven, saved forever. Jesus came and went out to seek and save one person. 2,000 demons in one person. Jesus sought him and found him and saved him, living in the cemetery, naked, restless, crying out, nobody can sleep, living in the cemetery. Jesus sought him and saved him, and you see him sitting down, clothed and in the right mind. It's the greatest blessing in the world, regeneration. Ordo salutis. And if you are regenerate, you go back, you conclude God elected you, chose you, loved you from eternity. And you go forward you are going to be glorified. This is the experience of every sinner. We come with all our sins, and He takes it away by His death on the cross. Double transaction. He takes all your sin, all your guilt, all your punishment, all your hell, and He gives you His perfect righteousness.
Lord.
We are clothed in it. When God looks at you, you are clothed in it. Justification is a forensic act. Means legally pronouncing by the Supreme Court judge. The only judge, Jesus Christ, pronounces you. You are righteous. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving us. Thank you for clothing us with the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. The highest price He paid. I said many times, God created the universe by a command. But to redeem us, He became incarnate. He suffered. And He died on the cross. Paid the highest price. And we are looked upon by God Triune as treasure. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.